Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
I was watching TV the other day and came across an infomercial. You ever watch those things? The first one was a guy who sprays black stuff on a screen door to seal it and then paddles around a lake. I don't have a screen door or a lake, so I wasn't interested. I did hear that guy died a while back, and hopefully not from drowning. The second one was an older lady looking right into the camera, asking me if I had arthritis pain, bone pain, joint pain, or muscle pain. If so, I could buy this orangish liquid. But she said I needed to check with my doctor first to make sure the rest of me was okay. She probably wanted to make sure I didn't have any heart problems after finding out that if I bought this stuff, I just paid $160 for a glass of orange juice. The third infomercial was a see-through oven that sits on your counter and can cook a 16-pound turkey or a 14-pound ham. Now, I wanted to ask this gal if it cooked a 16-pound turkey, why wouldn't it cook a 16-pound ham? She was one of those constantly smiling, head-bobbing people. A lot of infomercials have those, with teams of two where one is doing the selling and the other looking like they just bought a thousand of whatever they're selling and is happy as a clam at high tide. Anyway, she cut this roast and it looked overdone and pasty. At least they could have had someone in the background with a blowtorch to put a little crust on this piece of meat. Then I turned the channel and saw a fixed-up gal selling jewelry, just in time to hear her say that this necklace had a microgram of real gold. The support person then said, "That's amazing, 1 microgram of real gold." Now, I don't know what a microgram is, but I'm guessing that if you were holding it in the palm of your hand and accidentally sneezed, that piece of gold would be 3 blocks away in a second. It looked cheap. But maybe the $29 price was a bargain. The next one got my attention. There were dozens of in-shape women stepping up and down off something that looked like an inverted dog dish. It was a Gazumba disc or something like that, and for only 93 easy payments of 1995, and with me jumping on and off this thing every day for an hour, I could lose 30, 40, or 50 pounds. And if I called within the next 10 minutes, they'd take off one payment. No wonder I'd lose weight. If I paid that much for this inverted dog dish, I wouldn't have enough money to buy a lot of food. I wasn't impressed. Then I saw, are you ready? Do your exercise while sitting in a chair. Now there you go. I'll go for that as long as the chair has a holder for my bowl of Jamocha almond fudge. Finally, an infomercial that makes sense. This has been John Sapper for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.